Bolton turned on Trump after he was fired in 2019, and ever since, he's been a top target of Trump's wrath. Trump accused him of putting classified information in his White House memoir, The Room Where It Happened.
I believe that he's a criminal, and I believe, frankly, he should go to jail for that, and that probably, possibly will happen. That's what should happen.
Back in 2020, Trump sued to block publication of Bolton's book. The lawsuit failed, but U.S. District Court Judge Royce Lamberth, who ruled in the case, wrote that, quote, Bolton has gambled with the national security of the United States. He has exposed the country to harm and himself to civil and potentially criminal liability. Bolton denied those accusations in an interview with our Martha Raddatz.
If I had put classified information in the book, it might have been 500 pages longer. But I had plenty to talk about without dealing with classified information.
Do you fear at all you could be prosecuted?
Look, under Donald Trump, no regular rules here apply. But I am confident that there's no national security information, no classified information in the book. I didn't intend to write anything that revealed classified information.
On the very first day of his second term, Trump stripped Bolton of his government security detail, despite a threat on his life from Iran. Just 2 weeks ago, I asked Bolton if he was concerned that the Trump administration would come after him.
You're obviously on his enemies list, at least Kash Patel's enemies list. Are you worried that they're going to come after you in some way? I mean, he's hinted at it before.
Well, I think he's already come after me and several others in withdrawing the protection that we had from the Iranians, right, for the attack on Qasem Soleimani. I think it is a retribution presidency.